there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm Rhonda McMahon, and I'm so honored that you would spend a few minutes of your day with us. These brief 5-minute podcasts are designed to help you stop, reflect, and hopefully be encouraged and challenged by the Word of God. On today's podcast, I want to share with you about the idea of spiritual covering. Now, before I lose you, hang on. Let me explain what I mean about covering. Lately, here in Georgia, we've had some pretty nasty afternoon rainstorms. A few days ago, I found myself standing in the downpour of rain without, you guessed it, an umbrella. Every time this happens, I tell myself, don't forget to buy an umbrella the next time you go to Target. Have I yet to remember? No. I don't remember again until another rainstorm comes and I am without a covering for myself. Isn't that often the way it goes? We don't think about things until we need them. It's not on our radar. It's not on our to-do list. Today, I want to challenge parents, grandparents, and really anyone who has influence over children to stop and think what a spiritual covering over their child would look like. A covering or shelter is designed to protect, block out, or keep safe from other things. Without it, you're exposed to what is coming down on you. Rain, debris, sun, whatever. A covering doesn't stop the elements from coming down, it just creates a safe place from them. I love how Scripture describes God our Father as our covering, our shelter, our safe house. 2 Samuel 22:31 says, "He is a shield for all those who take refuge or shelter in him." Psalm 2:12, "Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Nahum 1:7 says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows who take refuge in him." Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." As we are promised that God is our safety, our covering, our refuge, let me challenge you to be that covering over your children. God has given children to us as a gift. It is an enormous task to parent them, guide them, and protect them. Let me give you 3 practical ways you can be a spiritual covering for your child, grandchild, or really any child you have influence over. Number 1, remind them they are loved, valued, and designed by a creator that passionately loves them and has a specific purpose for their life. Be a good rememberer of God's faithfulness. You like that word? Share with them about the goodness of the Lord in your life. Be honest with them about the struggles and hardships of life. Talk about how God has helped you, led you, guided you in difficult times. The children of Israel were commanded to tell their children about God and His faithfulness because their children had not seen what happened on their journey. They were not there to see it. Deuteronomy 11, 2, and 5 tells us that. So they were commanded to talk about it as they walked along the road, laid down at night, sat at the table. Your children need to hear you talk about the goodness and faithfulness of God. Number 2, let them ask you anything. Create a safe place where your child knows that he or she can ask you anything about anything. Answer them with the truth of God's word. I think we often forget this. If it is the standard we live by, let's remind ourselves and our children that we can find all of our answers in God's word. Number 3, protect their hearts and minds. This is such a big deal. Guard what you say around your children. Be mindful of what you watch or listen to around your child. Their little hearts and minds are like sponges, and they are absorbing everything around them. I'm not saying don't ever let them see or hear difficulty. I am saying be wise with what you share with them. Let me encourage you today to ask God to help you be a spiritual covering for your child. He has promised to guide you and protect you as you do. One day, your children will be adults and possibly leading their own families and walk out from under your covering. Did I just scare some of you? Remember, they are a gift. Trust the Lord. give your children to His ways and purposes and beg Him to help you protect and guide them in a way that honors Him. Did you hear that? In a way that honors Him, not brings you glory. Then trust Him again and again and again. He can be trusted and has proven to be enough for us as we spiritually cover our children. Hey, if there's anything we can do for you or pray for you or your family, please reach out to us. You can email prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. That's prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Thank you for listening to today's weekday podcast. We hope you will join us again next time. Have a great day.